Time now for sports with Jared Sleppy.
The Minnesota Twins are making moves to try to become competitive in 2022. After acquiring Sonny Gray from the Cincinnati Reds, they then go and get Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela from the New York Yankees in exchange for Josh Donaldson and newly acquired shortstop Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. The Minnesota Vikings might have a new head coach and a new general manager, but they'll have the same quarterback as Kirk Cousins will return to the team after a one-year contract extension. Cousins threw for 4,091 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions in 2021. The Minnesota Timberwolves' winning streak comes to a close on Friday after a 118-110 loss at the Orlando Magic, but they then followed it up with a win at the number one seed in the East, Miami, by a final score of 113-104 on Saturday. They're back in action tonight from San Antonio to take on the Spurs at 7:30. You can catch the game right here on the Tornado with pregame starting at 7. The Minnesota Wild drop a pair of games over the weekend, losing to the Columbus Blue Jackets on Friday 3-2 in a shootout. They followed it up with a home loss to the Predators 6-2 on Sunday. They have a rare couple days off as they take on the Bruins on Wednesday at 6:30. New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso escaped with his life in a brutal car accident yesterday. His car flipped over three times, according to sources. He says he's fortunate just to be alive. And San Diego Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. has a fractured wrist. According to sources, surgery is probable, and he could miss a few months. The field of 68 has been released in the NCAA tournament. The first four tips off at 5:40 on Tuesday. With a look at your sports, I'm Jared Sleppy for NewsDakota.com.